ABC Radio Australia.
There is a close association between sport and religion in Fiji, so it's appropriate perhaps that a Fijian who works for the United Nations in Austria is on a mission to spread the gospel of rugby league in that country. For a brief period in the early 2000s, there was an Austrian national team that played matches against Germany and Estonia, but then everything folded. But now, having watched the sport come back to life in another European country, the Netherlands, Misa Vakandranu is out to do the same for Austria with the backing of the ERL, the European Rugby League. Richard Ewart has been speaking to Misa on the line from Vienna, and as a qualified referee and level one accredited coach, Misa certainly has the right credentials to inject a little Pacific flavour and get the job done.
My aim here is to get domestic competition and get a foundation so that it doesn't just die off like that anymore. I would start where I'm based now, in the capital of Austria, Vienna. You know, we get a lot of people from all over the world, people who work in the UN, and there's other agencies and embassies. So we will start there because most of the people who know the game, it's better to recruit the people who actually have some idea of how the game is. And the rest will probably fall in place when they watch the game, when they get involved in the game. I've been getting a lot of interest since I've set up the Facebook page, but it just needs to be put into practical aspects. You know, we just need the people to taste the game.
I'm just wondering whether there is a Pacific Islander diaspora in Austria, and if so, on what scale? I mean, are there Pacific Islanders around that you could use as the people to get the momentum going, if you like?
Oh, yeah, we have Pacific people, but not as many as in Netherlands. Maybe they're out there, hopefully. But as far as I know, it's not many, but it's still good enough to spread the word, you know.
People will no doubt look at what you're trying to do and look at the history of rugby league in Austria and say, well, why should it succeed this time when last time it didn't?
I need to do it right now from what it left off in 2006. What we need to do is make things right. So we have an umbrella in Europe called the ERL, the European Rugby League. And that's the first people I start talking to them and asking them, what are your advice? Because they have a lot of experience on establishing rugby league all over Europe. So been getting advice from them, and that's how my little article came out, to boost the sport and get people contacting myself and those guys who are here so that we can do something about it for a longer period.
If you look at the model of some of the other European teams that have been quite successful, Italy is one that springs to mind. They do tend to be made up of expats from this part of the world, either from the islands or obviously from Australia or New Zealand. I mean, is that the way you think you will have to go to get rugby league moving again in Austria, or do you think it's possible to build it by recruiting local players if you get enough with enough talent?
You know, at the moment, in the beginning, what I saw in Holland, based on my experience, is that I'm not expecting a lot of high level skilled players, you know, but I'm expecting all walks of life. People can come in and learn the game. So I'm looking at different levels at the moment. I'm not really expecting very high level in the beginning, but I'm not going to be very choosy, because the thing is to revive the game and to get it going, first of all.
Do you harbour hopes, if all goes to plan, of maybe one day seeing an Austrian national side take on a side from the Pacific Islands? I'm thinking Fiji might be a bridge too far in the early days, but maybe a side like Niue or Solomon Islands or Vanuatu, all developing sides in their own right?
Yes, yes. Everything is possible, you know. We had the Emerging World Cup not long ago, you know. I went to Poland and I ref the grand final last year during the pandemic, and they travel, you know, all the way to Australia and played there. I know they have a lot of heritage players. Those two will probably fit in, you know, when they hear that rugby league does exist in Austria again, they will probably come in as well, you know. But like I said, I'm at the moment, it's we need to get whatever we can get just to get the ball rolling. There's a few things to be done. I need to speak to probably the government side of things, so that everything can be official. And that's why I really want to do this right, so that we can get the game going and get it recognized here in Austria.
I noticed from your Facebook page that you already have a kit ready to go, a national kit. So that would suggest to me that there is interest from sponsors, there is finance available.
Oh, yeah. We had a lot of these companies asking, but we just took the first come, first serve. And I think we had the 1895 Sports was really interested. And I'm familiarized with them because they sponsored the Netherlands national kit. So, yeah, it's good to have them on board. Nothing is done yet. They're still manufacturing it. They came up with the design. And, you know, the design is really good. If you look at it, you know, they have the national flag. If you observe it properly, you have the national flag of Austria on top and their eagle.
So a predominantly red and white kit, which people can check out on the Facebook page. And obviously, if they'd like to get in touch, that's the place to go to as well. One other point, you talked about your refereeing. Are you planning to be an active referee in this new competition once it starts?
Yes, because I knew what I was going to do. And there's a lot of planning. And I speak to the general director for ERL, David Butler, and he said this is a good time to plan things during this pandemic because we still have restrictions here at the moment. And when these restrictions open up, these plans will take place. So with refereeing, I would love to ref because that's something I've been doing it for some years now. And I think I'm the only islander on this side of the world doing match officiating. I did a coaching course, level one, with Welsh Rugby League just recently. I want to put that into practical. So that's another reason why I did that course, so that it will come handy in recruitment times like this.
That's Misa Vakandranu, Fijian Rugby League referee, who's on a mission to get the game up and running again in Austria. Meanwhile, he'll be keeping more than half an eye on the Kaiviti Silk Tails when they compete in the Roy Massey Cup in New South Wales. And Misa's nephew, Tomasi Vakandranu, is the Fijian club's squad.